Volda will be in charge and he will give you pre-soft-size instructions when he arrives in orbit. No further details will be given in this transmission, as there is a possibility that this could be overheard. Your Coldasian radio receivers must be tuned to the emergency frequency as from this moment. We know that his frequency is safe. We hope that all will be well until the carrier arrives over your planet. It will take a few weeks for this carrier to traverse the last stage of its journey through solar system. Asanli rocket propulsion can be used there because of the magnetic disturbance. Sulda spoke sternly as he dealt with the grim reality that faced all of base personnel in their ISO-soft-lashin. He then ended his message. We know it has been a trying and dangerous time for all of you at a bases. We thank you for your daddy soft hyphen cation and loyalty, and we hope all will be well until the carrier arrives. Till then, may the Divine One keep you safe, A base pilots who fly the skies by night. We also thank the Q bases for the work they are doing. We know that Isis North End. The Confederation has been on Earth for many thousands of years, and many post-soft hyphen pull are still loyal to the Confederation. We would not abandon them. In Atap recorded talk, a scientist, Mu Yutani, scientist on Epica translating data from the memory banks for Q base, August 29, 1978, on Epica tells the story of how a fleet of starships set forth a very long time ago from Granda, the mother planet, on a voyage of exploration. These spacecraft left their native universe and crossed the void that separates it from our universe. It was a triumph for the Grandorians who found the passage to another universe. The passage soft hyphen a vast magnetic field links two pear-shaped universes, of opposite polarity, together while they slowly rotate in opposite directions. The narrower pear-shaped ends point at each other, and both universes are encompassed by a barrier, an event horizon. These barriers, EX soft hyphen planed, do not allow anything to escape from within the universe. Even light rays are held back. The greatest contribution to this breakthrough was made by the designers and builders of the remarkable starships, which were the first time machines made. These craft could bypass the velocity of light and the escape velocity of a universe, blend with the fluid flowing flux of a magnetic field where time flows in reverse, and pass out of that dimension and into another. Consoft hyphen geeling out of the fluid state flux upon arrival in the new space-time environment, the polarity of the atomic structure of men and craft is reversed. This fleet of starships explored the newly found universe. They char soft hyphen dead and measured the magnetic fields semicolon of vast that is now their highway and byway for space explore soft hyphenation. Then came their first big discovery. These Explorsen first starships found a universe to be a close copy of their own. As a mirror of the opposite soft hyphen matter universe from whence they came, every solar system soft hyphen tem and planet had its replica in the universe they had come to explore. But at the heart of their journey was the search for life. Human life. When they discovered Earth, they found a primitive human race on the verge of extinction. This unexpected discovery spread like wildfire to all the planets of the Confederation. Few other planets inhabited by humans like us were encountered by these visitors. In contrast, known parts of the other matter universe had two major civilizations, those of the Confederation with one race inhabiting an empire of 12 planets, and the outer worlds, with 27 planets having several races and other smaller civilizations. Back on Granda, superiors and scientists of the Confederation deliberated the predicament of Ansklig-Situation, of the Primisoft-Hyphentive race on Earth. The inviolate universal principle of non-intervention with the natural progress of our young planets was uppermost in their minds. Then, evolved Mars soft hyphens from the third universe recommended that the Stru soft hyphenling race on Earth be given assistance. Wingsettles from Granda Kermit starships bringing their civilization with them. This race made its first appearance on Earth 1,300,000 years ago. They built an ideal community with the aid of the Confederasoft-Hyphenshin on an island continent they called Muriel or Land of Enchantment. The civilization flourished for 500 years. Then gradually change came. The citizens of Muriel wanted to be independent from the confederation, which was a distant. All Grand Orient superiors were withdrawn and the name Muriel was changed to Atlantis. Then separate states were formed. All was well at first while they still followed the way of life of the Consoft-Federation. But gradually quarrels arose among the Sepsoft-Arita states and the confederation was carried into arbitrate. To add to the misfortunes of the Grand Orient colony in Atlantis, their colony was slowly sinking. The Confederation, concerned with the turn of events, commenced an evacuation program. Many chose to turn to their home planet in the antimatter universe. Others preferred to settle Eden, the newer colonies. One of the most prominent was Egypt, where pyramids were strategic soft-ally place Eden for geographic sentry of the land surface of the planet. Mars was an inhabited planet in those days and many ex-Atlanteans were settled there by starship. But the majority of them perished when their continent sank with a suddenness which surprised even the superiors of the Confederation. For millennia, colonization of Earth and Mars continued with the blessing of the superiors of the Confederation and the Third Universe. But there were many disappointments. There, in the mists of antiquity, orbited a jewel of a planet, Earth, cradling a precious spark of evolving life, frail and unique. A virile new evolved race was brought to Earth. Yet, somehow, mysteriously, it failed. Mars was devastated by a nuclear conflict and Earth became a planet torn by war and strife. The survivors of the Mars Holocaust had to be evacuated, leaving a lifeless hulk as a warning to mankind on Earth. And Earth too may be in jeopardy. A new planet had to be found. This second Earth is Epica. A young virgin planet in another solar system in our galaxy. Epica now waits for the day when Earth too may have to be evacuated. The abortive armed attack on the base took place in the deserts of Nevada. Although later it was denied that it was an attack, just maneuvers. The beleaguered base was presented with an ultimatum. The principal demands were: 1. All 5 bases on Earth to surrender to the military forces. 2. All military information in their possession to be handed over. 3. All patrols with astral craft to cease immediately. 4. All equipment of the bases to be handed over. 5. All incoming radio transmissions to be recorded and surrendered. 6. An official representing the 4 countries is to be stationed at the bases. France expressed concern for tone off the bases might fall into the hands of Russia, although there were none behind the Iron Curtain. South Africa, Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, Japan and China remained no soft control over these demands, and one of these countries protested about the warlike measures taken and also voted to retain the base in its territory. Remember that these discussions were held in the highest secrecy, and nothing of on these ET bases were betrayed outside the small special military security circles, where the different countries collaborates in deep secretiveness. R.O. Comment. The situation remained tense until the space carrier arrived in orbit to remove the 5 astral scout craft, the bone of contention. In a later tape recording Jerry sent us, he told us how the drama ended. He said, "This will be the last recording I shall make on this farm. Let me hasten to explain. We have just received a transmission from the expected carrier craft. We are to abandon this base as soon as they have taken our scout craft on board. When all the craft on Earth are safely on board the carrier, a Corinthian will be sent to pick up my father, mother, brother, sister and myself. Apparently, that is what the superiors have decided. All the equipment of this base has been dismantled and placed aboard the scout craft. We watched the craft leave under remote control and we are now waiting to be evacuated, probably this evening. It is now 10 o'clock in the morning. This farm was leased to us and the owners have been advised it will no longer be needed to be leased. Other bases have also been closed down in a similar way. As for the farm, we are all going to miss this place very much, for it has meant a great deal to us. We enjoyed every moment working the farm. There is a lot that we can't take with us. Nevertheless, there is a new life ahead for all of us. Well, My friends at Cubase, I thought I should make Heather's recording and explain our circumstances to you. There is also a copy of a Strata recording on this tape which came some time after the scout craft left. It is a message from Volda, who is in command of the long-distance carrier. As for all our friends in Natal, I am not saying farewell, but cheerio, for the time being. I'm quite certain it will be for a short time. Then we will be in contact with each other in one form or another. I will speak to you again as soon as it is possible. We have not heard from Jerry again. We learned that he and his family are on Epica and that they are all well. After Jerry's message followed the transmission he copied from the carrier. I am Volda. This is a transmission for all base personnel. All Astral Scout craft are now safely aboard this carrier. Mission accomplished. Thanks to all base's personnel. We will now proceed with the evacuation of all base complements. We want you all and your families to stand by and prepare for immediate evacuation. You have all been informed how to demolish your bases. Very shortly, I shall be sending a Corinth Soft-E and craft to pick you all up. The first will be the base in Nevada, which was recently attacked by some Earth forces. From there, we shall continue in rotation. I would like to mention that we have 54 Corinthian astral craft on board this carrier with a full complement of personnel. We will use them if necessary. Our task on Earth is far from finished, in fact, it is only just beginning. Base commanders, I would like you to make copies of this recording and send these to the appropriate Q bases. And now I would like to outline our plans for the immediate future. When you have all been taken to Epica, we shall be returning to your moon. There we shall land this carrier where it will based for the time being. From the moon, we will make observations of the Earth with long-range instruments. We shall be able to monitor both radio and television. At regular intervals we will orbit the Earth, making close-range aerial photographs and also contact our Q bases with our radio soft-transmitter. So, my friends, we have not left, we are still here, although we will not operate from Earth any longer but from the Moon. We are still handicapped and retarded by the DIS soft-turbines in the magnetic fields in this solar system. This craft on auxiliary, JELP, rocket motors, can do the journey from the Moon to your planet in approximately 1.5 days. We will do a regular patrol around your planet for their alien intruders who have noticed that we no longer use our bases on Earth. There might be trouble if these aliens decided to invade the Earth. We have a cold Asian fighting force on board, just in case. We still regard Earth as our responsibility as far as outer space invaders are concerned. Allo base commanders, prepare yourselves now for evacuation. The identification light of the Astral Soft-Craft Quick will evacuate you will be blue. Good luck, until we meet in this carrier. That was the end of the Confederation, a base on our planet. Official approval had been given by several governments for the establishment of these 5 bases in remote farming or districts. The proviso was that activities only took place during the hours of darkness and that everything remained hidden from public view. These bases were well equipped. There were telescopic masts with radio antennae which emerged at night, giant doors which rolled aside to allow the resident scout craft to rise from underground bunkers to fly their regular patrols and return before dawn. These bases were invariably staffed by volunteer Earth personnel. All this has now disappeared and all traces have been removed. It was the end too of the famed, high-risk cordial relationship between some countries and the Confederation.